My Garito Podcast Network presents.
Chicano chafo, tomando chelas, chingando tacos, having some fun. Chicano chafo, all kinds of masa. Just lost some fans. Oh well, tough shit.
Tough shit.
Chicano Chuffle, Ramon's el guapo. He tells good stories. Let's interrupt.
We will.
Chicano Chuffle, we love our fan. We hope you like this.
And 3, 2, 1. ¿Qué hola, raza? Welcome to an episode of Chicano Shuffle Zoom Edition.
I'm sure they can hear us somewhere.
Can they hear us somewhere?
Probably where. No, sounds different.
It does sound different.
I mean, hopefully we can. We're recording on our ends, so it should be fun. Yeah. That's the dedication right there. We could be eating some cereal or something right now on a Monday night.
Rascándome los huevos, you know, fucking watching reruns of fucking, I don't know, some show. No, aquí estamos.
Ramón could be Netflixing right now, bro.
Yo salí a las 7 de la chamba, güey, and I fucking, I'm not going to say I came racing down, but I was driving pretty fast.
We gave you some time, güey.
Tengo que llegar a la casa, you know, fucking... Echarme un taquito, whatever. And then I'm like, then I had to set this up. And I thought I had it set up until I realized that my fucking headphones. I'm like, oh shit, let me go get that. Because I messed around with the microphone. Yeah, como estaba diciendo este, I'm like, dude, it's good to give this equipment to use once in a while.
Yeah.
El polvo, güey.
Sacudirlo, because I'm like, shit, I forgot. Which one is it that I hit? Or where was that?
Oh, I'm most definitely not recording, güey.
No, seriously.
No, I am. Está la luz roja. It's not blinking. And I can see the volume dials moving.
I mean, it took us like half an hour to get this episode started with the fucking...
Just because of my fucking headphones. I couldn't connect my fucking headphones to the laptop.
That would have been an interesting episode in itself, just getting this set up, boy.
That's what we should fucking put up, boy.
Lo único que nomás iban a ver es mi pinche cara con la boca abierta, just looking at the monitor, like, huh?
Well, you can hear
ojitos así, shit. Pinches ojitos dormilones así cerrados para enfocarme para ver lo que estoy leyendo.
Shit.
Wait, it's but okay. you're used to working jobs that have like long hours like that, oh, bro.
Yeah. I've always worked fucking desde 2005 hasta ahorita in like public utility jobs, like jobs. So yeah, eso no tenemos horario a veces. A veces son 8 horas, a veces son fucking 16 horas.
Hey, wait, and do you guys have issues finding people that are qualified, or is it puro pedo que no se ponen las pilas ya to get jobs and shit?
You know what?
There's a lot of applicants, no way.
I don't know with the phone company anymore. I don't know. I know that we were getting a lot of people that when I was still there, we were getting people that just applied because they did contracting work as a cable technician. And not that there's nothing wrong, but it's just two different fields, two different environments, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, troubleshooting telephone is a little bit more detailed,
mm-hmm.
right? And it takes a little bit more because it's más desmadre. With cable TV, I'm sure there's challenges. I'm sure there's like fucking areas where like if there's a wire chewed and you can't see it, ¿cómo le vas a hacer? You know, so it's two different fields, challenges everywhere. But when we had those type of applicants, echaban un discurso like, oh yeah, bro, fucking I could do this, I could do that, y que la chingada. Ya cuando los mandaba solos, they don't know how to troubleshoot or fucking, you know. How to fix a problem. So then ahí está uno ya. fucking taking their time, walking them through, or showing up at their job, getting it done for them.
Wow. Oh,
shit.
Yeah.
Getting it done for them, he says, Wim.
Yeah. I mean, technically, yes.
I asked them in because the other day, you know, everybody gives that life advice on the internet way and fucking this and that. And somebody was saying that, and they had a lot of engagement. And somebody was saying that to lie on your work application that you went to school because they don't check. And then a lot of people in the comments were saying that, oh yeah, that's how I got my job. So, I mean, it's a little crazy. No way to start doing shit like that on your application, on your resume and shit.
Yeah. A lot of people do that. And it's the fake it till you make it mentality.
Mm-hmm. Pero como dices tú, like you get exposed like right away as soon as you start dealing with something that you should have a little understanding of, no?
Yeah, definitely. And normally, so como a veces son ese, like, you know, there's a probation period. So the first 3 months they bring you in, you train, blah, blah, blah. And then the next 3 months you're on your own. That's the way I think it used to be. I don't know how it is now. Mm. And then if you don't by the 6th month, I think it is. Y ven que no lo estás haciendo es cuando te dan gas. But a lot of companies is just like, ah, fuck, you know, we already invested this much money in this person. We already gave them all the tools. They got this vehicle, blah, blah, blah. So it's just un desmadre to let them go. Mm. But at the end of the day, it's just, it affects the rhythm of
the night.
it affects the flow, you know, because then you start getting these guys that are cutting corners or like not, you know, no lo quieren hacer todo because some jobs están cabrones and they're just like, oh yeah, I had no access or like, oh yeah, you know, fucking, I fixed it. It was working when I left.
Type yeah, of deal. But I would argue a fully qualified person would do those same things you're talking about.
Oh no, of course.
Yeah. So I don't think the qualifications have anything to do with being a huevón, right?
No,
that's true.
It was, you know, sometimes,
there are some well-qualified people that didn't want to do shit. There was other rucones that fucking se sabían todas las movidas, pero they felt like they put in their time and they refused to do fucking any jale, remember? Not that they didn't know how to do it. They didn't want to.
Yeah. Pero también, like you said, they were like, ya tenían su tiempo right there, you know? So they made their own fucking rules. But when it came down to it, it like...
Came down to it, they never did it anyways, I would argue.
Yeah. Yeah, either way, fuck it.
At what line have you put in your time? 10 years, 15, 20? Because there's a lot of those.
I think at the point where, like, you know, you just roll up to a job, you hear what's going on, and you already know where to start at, you know? You know, we're like, oh, okay, I know what this sounds. Or like,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They would know where to start at and then just kick it a cable, like to kick it to the maintenance department, but it's a cable maintenance, which in other words, they didn't want to really do the highlight.
They didn't want to climb a pole. That's what it was mainly, or they didn't want to crawl under a house. So yeah, it's just that. Either way, yeah, it's tough. It's tough sometimes, you know. The work is out there. Yes, there's work out there, but I don't think a lot of the companies are hiring whoever shows some sort of training or knowledge of tools. You know, like I know what snips are, or I know what a Phillips screwdriver is. Like, oh, you're hired. Fuck it. Come on the board.
So you think it's easier to land a job like in the trades and in that sector right now than when you started?
Having the right fucking el verbo, you know, like if you could bullshit your way through it, if you could throw some fancy tools or fancy names or meters or just, you know, some of the terminology, then they'll be like, okay, this guy seems to know something, you know, he's not completely at zero.
Mm.
Porque, you know, you did a lot of practice like when for your new holiday when you're looking for a way to get all the interview questions and these questions that you have to fucking have to navigate way que, in the interviews that are, I don't want to say that they're pointless, they have a point pues, pero you have to almost give like a formed answer way, like a fucking scripted answer, which kind of seems the opposite of what we're talking about, no? Like maybe you're not lying, but you're fibbing the truth a little bit and finessing everything because you're scripting it into like a little package to fit what you've been told is the answer they're looking for. Pues, ¿me entiendes?
Yeah, but I was going for a lot of fucking high end jobs. You know, I was going for a lot of que pagaban de, you know, fucking making over 100 a year. And those también no te van a dejar así nomás por nomás. You know, now I what I've heard at the phone company, they're starting people at 20, 25 bucks an hour. You know, ya con pones tus años is when you get to top pay, but usually it takes about 3 to 5 years to get a top pay. You know, so they're getting a lot of, again, this is what I was, what my impression right now is of what the phone company that I used to work for is doing. Now they're just, they give you a lot more responsibilities for that same pay, you know, for that low pay, imagine. So it's just like, oh shit. Yeah, for even 20, though it's 20, 25 for, bucks. No. But I mean, the way they justify it is like, well, you got insurance, you got medical, you got a 401k plan. We provide the tools, we provide the vehicle, you know, and you don't have to, you know, all you need is just to make it to work on time type of deal.
Man, doesn't seem too bad, way.
It doesn't. But como te digo, a veces it's just when it's something like that. But if you're going for a higher skill or a little bit more, then ya las preguntas son más diferentes. And then they start catching on your BS or they start catching like, okay, este güey no sabe. He has he has an idea, pero no la va a hacer. You know?
I know insurance is big, where with people, especially when they have a family, where to have medical insurance, where like, I mean, personally, where I'm at, I don't have medical insurance through my job. So I had to kind of figure it out, because I was paying about 400 bucks a month through Kaiser. And I thought that was a lot of money, where I don't really fucking, I'm not at the age where I really need it. I mean, if I get hurt at work, I'm covered with insurance. We have it for work. Pero for myself, I mean, I just thought 400 bucks was too much. So I actually found this thing called Crowd Health, which I'm liking it. Where so far I haven't had to use it, but it's kind of like it's like a little network where it's not health insurance, but you're covered in a way that it's about maybe 6,000 people where that are subscribed to this network, and I pay 50 bucks a month to be on it, and then
wow.
And then that puts me in the network. But every year, the way it works is, let's say you have a medical issue, Ramon, and you're in the network. What happens is, think of it like a kundina.
I was just thinking that, yeah.
So if you have a medical bill, you go to the doctor, any doctor that's around. You don't have to worry about if you're out of network, in network. Everything's covered, and it's through an app. So you can search. Like, let's say you want to go to a neurologist, you can search neurologist, and then they send you to the person. And then you walk in and you tell them that you're a cash patient. And then what happens is that your deductible is 500 bucks. So you pay 500 bucks, and then the bill is taken from the network. So every month, me sale in total 180 a month. So 50 to be in the network, and then the rest goes to donations to pay for other people's medical bill. And so far in the 7 years that they've had this business, every single bill has been paid 100%. So it's working effectively. And what it is you're rated as your generosity level. So I automatically put that they approve everything that I get asked for. So it doesn't go over, including the 50 to be in the network, it doesn't go over 180 a month. So every single request, it's automatically approved through my end. And then my generosity score stays at 100 in case I need it. And I'm that dude that doesn't want to help others. They kind of judge me based on the generosity score. So if I don't give money to help somebody else's bill, there's a chance that I won't get the bill covered fully because of my generosity level. So it kind of keeps it like where you want to help other people's bill. And I get statements like, I've been in it for like 3 months. I get statements like $50 went to somebody in fucking Oregon or somewhere here. And so you can kind of see everything that's happening. So if you need it, like you go to the doctor, they send you the bill, and then you submit the bill to them, and they have lawyers that'll negotiate the bill to like a way lower price than what your insurance or shit like that would charge you. And then that money gets sourced within the network, and then they send you the funds, and then you pay the bill with your debit card or whatever.
Is there like a pre-qualification where you have to take like a test and see how, you know, like health-wise, how you are?
They ask you a few questions, but generally speaking, if you're relatively healthy, you get approved in their way. But obviously, where it's like, you're not gonna call if I don't have car insurance and I get into an accident, I'm not gonna call Geico at the scene and say, hey, I want to sign up for insurance, right?
No. Pero si sabes que vas a ir de pinche de peda for fucking St. Patrick's Day, you're like, there's a chance I'm gonna get hurt, you know?
Oh shit.
There's a chance de que fucking Fernando me va a retar a hacer una pendejada. So let me start looking for options for, cause I know se va a quebrar un pinche hueso.
Acabamos. I mean, I'm sure if you're like, if you have issues with, I'm sure they probably would not, maybe, I don't know, way. I'm not like, I don't have medical issues. So the sign up process was pretty simple. I mean, they do ask a few health questions. They ask how much you weigh, all that stuff. So I'm sure there's metrics. There's metrics that they figure out and see if
your maybe age, your weight,
Yeah. So right. I mean, if you're relatively, and the reason I bring it up is that I'm sure there's people listening that probably are in the same boat that are uninsured and they don't have any coverage. So I mean, it's called Crowd Health. I mean, do your research. Obviously, I'm not. I have a promo code and all that shit. Like if I wanted to sign people, like they'll kind of give you a little affiliate thing or whatever, like every business does now. But just like, if you guys are interested, just do your own research, look up Crowd Health and look them up on Trustpilot, and just cause
this seems like something that fucking Oscar from Maigrito should be doing, you know, like fucking, hey, you know what guys, this is está pasando. Want to give them a promotion, you know, pueden que saquen feria. You could get your own little fucking, you know what, Oscar? That's gay. We gotta have a talk, is it?
Yeah, for maybe, sure.
Maybe we have to have them set up a Chicano Shuffle fucking fund, way.
Yeah.
Ramon wants to skim 20% off the top, eh? Just to let you know.
Yeah, definitely. Fucking Ramon, fucking.
¿Cuánto sacan?
He's gonna get hurt, so let's just put money into that.
I mean, I could talk to them and see if we can fucking do it ourselves. Maybe get a little.
There we go.
Maybe get a little fucking link or something, because it is a good service. Way, I mean, I did a lot of research on it. Way, and it's not like, it's, I know it might sound sketchy to some, like, oh, it's like a fucking this and that, but it's definitely a legit company. Way, and they're just trying to get away from traditional health insurance kind of scam sometimes, right? Because even if you have insurance, sometimes there's things that they do that they're not going to cover the bill sometimes, right? When you have something happening. And I mean, you don't want to go into debt because of a medical crisis, where, you know, which sucks. Which sucks that we're in a society where we have to, I mean, look at you just got home from work, where. Like I've been working también, where like we live in a society where like you have to do a lot more things outside of your regular job in order to kind of get ahead, whether it be now you have to know how to invest money away because you need to grow your fucking your savings or something. Like you can't just go to work, come back, raise a family, have groceries. Now it's like with the musician way, like I can't just be a guitar player now. I have to know how to use a mic like these, set them up, do video editing. Like I have to learn how to like record myself. Like there's certain things that you have to do in order to keep up with the market or the certain thing that you're doing. So in your regular life, it's the same thing where like we live in a society where you can't just really go to work and go home and survive. Like now you have to do all this extra shit when you get home to kind of learn how to navigate through it, because it's not enough to just go to work and come home these days, way.
Nope. Nope. Ya no vivimos en esos tiempos, güey.
Yeah, todo está cambiando. Todo pinche. Everything's expensive. Nothing is safe. Everything's a danger. Yeah, ya no son los días donde fucking, hey, me encontré este pinche plywood, güey. Let's go do a ramp. Let's go fucking try out the new
ramp.
Yeah, let's go fucking jump off the bike, cabrón. Vámonos.
Shit, I haven't done that in fucking 30 plus years, where.
And you shouldn't, wait, because your healthcare is kind of iffy.
unless I get approved for Crowd Health, then me aviento, wey.
No, because pinche, yeah. keep keep that score up, way that fucking the generosity score, way if you're gonna be doing ramps, porque.
Yeah.
Now, well, they automatically approve everything, way, so I should be fine with that.
Just to let Ramon know, way that would have been a better example, way, than his fucking St. Patrick's Day, way.
I know, right?
Well, we hadn't gotten to that point yet.
I know, but I'm just saying that I'm gonna break an arm in St. Patrick's. It's like cabrón, way.
I don't know, way. I mean, I didn't actually. Did you do it? Like nobody celebrated St. Patrick's this year, huh?
St. Patrick's? No, I haven't. We didn't celebrate St. Patrick's last year either, no?
No, tampoco last year.
Yeah, so.
Last year, I think you were out of town for
now, me. Now it's a tradition not to celebrate it with.
Wow. I had a drink, you know, here and there yesterday. Ended up in Venice. I had some green beer and I was trying to score a fucking an Irish car bomb, but all the Irish pubs over there estaban pa la chingada. I'm like, I don't know if I want to make a luego era el maratón, so you know, parts of the city were like fucking chingo de traficalal. All
right,
so it's just like
You should have worn your medal from when you did the marathon and said you just did the marathon.
Where, no, they were different. These were green. They were like
they're not gonna know where.
Put a little bit of paint away.
Well, fuck no.
But I don't even know where that fucking medal is. No, I saw that your sister was out there doing something.
Yeah, she wanted to go cheer one of her friends.
No, pues ahí también andaba el pinche
el Sergio.
El Sergio fucking ran that shit away. Fuck
yeah, dude from LA.
So only you and
that.
Him, bro.
Oh. Hey, no sé si se acuerdan, but you know we just hit the 4-year anniversary when the fucking shutdown happened, right?
Okay.
Like it's crazy that we're fucking doing a Zoom because you know it was 4 years.
I'm sorry. Está muriendo. Hold on.
It was four. I know, pinche. It was 4 years when the fucking we got shut down. I remember because I had taken the week off. It's just one of those where I'm like, all right, fucking Master St. Patrick's, vamos a celebrar. And el lunes cayó en 16, and that's when at least, I don't know, in some places it changes, but I know that in California, by the 16th, the majority of the fucking state was shut down already.
Yeah, I remember que andabas terco, que we're going to go or what?
We're going to go? Fuck it. You know, like, I don't know, Ramon. I'm like, no, they can't do this, bro.
So they fucking closed it, bro.
Yeah. They shut down. What was it? That bar right there in downtown, Fernie. ¿Cómo se llama?
I don't remember.
I can't remember the name.
Okay, the Irish bar one.
It's Cassidy's. No, not Cassidy's. It's
Casey's.
Casey's.
Yeah.
Casey's bar. And I mean, yeah, Casey's pub. And I'm all like, fuck. And then, yeah, until you got the notice that like everything got canceled. We're like, no, mami.
You're searching for other locations, Wayne.
Yeah. So what we ended up doing is just fucking logging onto Call of Duty. Cada quien se sirvió una chela. And we just started playing and fucking, yeah, you know what? We still managed. But yeah, I was thinking about it. 4 years, this shit went down.
I remember because we had a show like the 8th or the 7th, somewhere around there. And then I think you were actually the first person when it was like, hey, wait, is it safe? And I was like, what do you mean is it safe? Wait, what are you talking about?
It's in the OC, bro.
No, it wasn't even that. I hadn't heard about it where I wasn't really watching the news or whatever. And then you mentioned it. And I was like, what the fuck? What do you mean is a safe way? No mames. Because I remember clearly you saying something like that. And we were having that conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the House of Blues. Yeah.
Yeah, the when House the fucking audio technician ruined your fucking set.
I still remember his face, way. I'm still keeping fucking an eye off his ass.
Pinche culero, way.
Oh, fuck that
one. Yeah, el pinche culero. Yeah, I remember that one too, man. Pinche House of Blues. Estuvo chido, güey.
But estuvo chido, güey. But I mean, I think at that point, even like Ramon said, it's 4 years anniversary or whatever. But I think the first, like, when it happened, we were like, it would be fucking a week or whatever. I mean, I don't think anybody realized that it was going to be that long, way. It's going to run into a few years, no, after that.
Yeah, it lasted like about a year. Yeah, towards the end of 2020, it kind of lit up a little bit. Because I know like in October, we went back to the studio. I think it was like, it was like around October that we went back to the studio to record and shit.
Yeah,
and,
it was crazy.
It wasn't, you know, you still had to wear a mask. You still had to go places. I remember que todos teníamos nuestras máscaras. Well, you know, we had it handy. And then I know that we had a lot of that fucking... that pinche antibacterial fucking pinche
mecos.
Crema, mecos, and everything. The hand sanitizers, there we go.
Yeah, I mean, those things are still around, man.
Yeah, but it's not like, I mean, I've been into places where they have that little maquinita where you put your hand in. That fucking half of the time that I go, they're like, they're just there for decorations.
Where I've been, not que salgo mucho, güey. I still see them and I still fucking meto la mano y todavía tienen, güey, pero.
I still take my temperature just for fun, güey. I mean, there's. there's some dealers, like big dealers that we buy parts from. And when you walk in, they still have their fancy machine to like fucking scan you.
Pagaron, güey.
Yeah, it's still apagaron cash or apagaron that they shut it off because it's still on, güey.
No, I'm saying
no, fucking, they pay for it.
They pay for the equipment. They might as well use it, güey.
Nah, I stand in front of it sometimes. I kind of give myself a little barba check.
Yeah.
Make sure I don't have anything.
It adds up, güey. Well, there was, I mean, last year, was it? The last fucking little wave, güey, was pretty big, but no one cared, güey. Ya todos tienen su... Where most people have their fucking Bill Gates microchip, so...
Oh, shit.
But yeah, I think last year the little wave hit a good little peak again, way. It just wasn't as strong anymore, way. Like people were getting it. It just wasn't fucking knocking people on their ass anymore as much.
Yeah. Pero yeah, it was crazy, bro. Estaba cabrón. It's interesting 4 years or 2 or 3 years after. It was still, I mean, I think still we're still dealing with the aftermaths of it, where. I mean,
we're for sure.
Como dice Fern, or these, I don't know who said que there's still those hand sanitizer things, and I still see people with masks on, like.
That's why the mask came back out. That fucking porque te digo, there was a little spike, güey. Well, good little spike. It just wasn't like I'm saying. It wasn't knocking people on their ass anymore. Where ya dio su ronda dos tres veces. You know, people have a little bit of build up immunity, güey.
Yeah.
Pero está cabrón, pues para qué, güey. Aquí todavía tengo mi pinche.
Está, güey.
Estoy aquí a la mano, güey. It is full, pero.
And remember those people that were caught with like a shit ton of that shit in their garages and shit, like the FBI the hoarders, got involved.
They were hoarding it.
They were selling it. There was a few guys that I saw that were
scalping. No.
Yeah, they got caught with fucking a whole garage full of shit, and I think even the FBI, I remember, got involved.
Shit. Pues pinche Ramon también fue el first one. Remember when he. He told me to make a meme about the toilet paper. And we're like, what the fuck? What are you talking about, güey? What is this? And then pegó, pinche, the little meme of the toilet paper. We're like, what the fuck is happening, güey?
Yeah, dude. I still don't understand the toilet paper one way.
Yeah, ese toilet paper es tu cabrón, güey. Yeah. Sí, sí tramó a la gente, güey.
Yo creo que la gente se miraba like, we're not going to go to work. Vamos a estar en la casa. ¿Pa qué? ¿Con qué nos vamos a limpiar? You know?
Yeah,
there's probably still fucking getting into the stash. They're still not done with the toilet paper after 4 years.
my girl, every time we go to Costco, I have to buy a fucking pack way for just in case.
Just in case, peppers over here.
Yeah, I always have a stack of like 2 or 3 fucking cases way. I'm like,
hello,
but not because of me, way. I'm like, there's an abundance. Although, si están más chiquitos los rollos, way.
A poco.
No, I'm saying everything está más chiquito, güey, pero the rollos too. The rollos fucking, even the Costco ones aren't the same size anymore.
Shit.
Even the Costco muffins, people don't seem to believe me, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
They think I'm a conspiracy fucking, theory, güey.
Yeah, Beach of Ferdy fucking just, he was livid, dude. He's not like.
I wasn't livid. I was just telling people,
no
hey.
No estoy loco. I know they're fucking shrinking the muffins.
No, they're smaller for sure, güey.
They're shrinking them. I'm like, okay, Ferns, all right, relax.
I saw this little article that Target's testing out a pay thing now. Like a membership kind of thing.
A membership that they can
just like a Target thing, kinda like a Costco, but like you pay every month. I'm not sure what I'm not sure what the perks are, but they're definitely thinking of getting into like some kind of a subscription type thing.
Like to get deals?
I'm not sure if it's a deal thing or not, wait, but I just kind of read the headline that Target was testing out like a paid subscription thing, a monthly.
Yeah, because Walmart has a subscription thing too. También tipo, but that one's more like a Prime, pues. Like you get shipping, and then I just saw there's a bunch of articles. I think last week either they're thinking or they are gonna do it where the for you to do self-checkout, you're going to have mm-hmm. that membership with. So if you have that membership, you can do self-checkout. If you don't, you can't do it.
You have to socialize with the cashier? Fuck.
Well, you have to make that big-ass line, way, because those lines are always fucking huge, way.
Well, what was it? Like a few weeks ago, Le Mandel offered you by accident on that little article that...
Highway by when, accident?
Yeah, because remember, I thought I was sending it to the mija and the kid, right? Because I don't know if you guys know or the listeners know or anything, but I seriously have dislike for the food chain Wendy's, you know?
Why? Because they told you that Wendy's joke when you were in fucking growing up or what?
What's the Wendy's joke?
When they would ask you if you like Wendy's and then you're like, oh no, not Wendy's nuts are in your mouth.
Oh my God. That's in your mouth. No. It's just that siempre, like, I don't know. Nunca me pasó that the Wendy's has a square burger, you know?
Ramon finds the weirdest things to be mad about him.
Yeah. He associates that with being a flat earther, bro.
I'm like, fuck Wendy's and their square burgers. Burgers are not supposed to be square.
Somehow he connects the square burgers to World War II.
Wait, but like, what does that have to do with anything? Where it doesn't, it's not like it's a different ground beef or whatever. Where
is what the fuck? Is that, you know, like it's square, dude. It's supposed to be round.
They're you trying know, to be different.
Le metes la mordida. Lo bueno es que cuando le metes una mordida de burger, you get everything, you know, meat, you get the cheese, you get the lettuce, the tomato, todo ese desmadre. Acá cuando le metes una mordida, Wendy, fucking, es puro pan. And then a la segunda, you get the fucking, la carne.
No, it's that not, every No, it's not, bro. And then with the Wendy's, you get to know your burger, where you can kind of bite each corner off and be like, oh, shit, this one's pretty good, way.
If that's for you, then hey, it's for you. But for me, desde que me acuerdo with that shit, I'm like, me caían gordos, you know?
My beef with Wendy's is that it tastes like cartón.
There you go.
So I feel like I have a valid reason with it. I've given it chances. Hey,
wasn't Wendy's the in the back in the 80s, that famous commercial con las viejitas que decían, where's the beef?
Yeah, that was Wendy's.
That was Wendy's?
Where's the beef? Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Yeah, maybe she was maybe she was referring to the cardboard that this guy's talking about. Like, hey, where's the beef?
Or the missing carton, fucking way. The missing carne, way.
The only thing I liked there was the little chocolate milkshake or the malt or what were they? Algo así, no?
Yeah.
I forgot what they're called, but they're good, way. I took the primo, the older primo, and then like the younger primo, like, because they're like, pues que pedo con Wendy's, way? I go, I'm going to tell you it tastes like carton, but we're going to pull into this drive-thru so you can find out for yourself.
Oh, you learned.
And no one ever disagreed with me, way.
You know what, dude? The other day I was like, who the fuck eats Arby's, way? And I went to Yelp and I looked up an Arby's and I was like expecting the reviews to be shitty. And dude, all of them were like fucking 5 stars, way. And blowing fucking 4.5. I was like, what the fuck? Am I missing something?
No, maybe these ratings were the wrong one, you know? Maybe they're talking about the other Arby's, you know?
The other Arby's? Oh,
the
shit.
Other roast beef.
Oh, you know? Man, dude.
I went to Arby's, I think, with Dave. Yeah, the one that was in Santa Monica. Remember the one that's still old school? It looked like a hat or some shit. It looks like weird. Like had that weird shape. It was the right way. You know, I would argue it's better than Wendy's.
Shit. A mí lo que no me pasó mucho is like, why you choose that ham with the melted cheese? That doesn't look appealing. It seems like they ran with that one as their staple fucking sandwich.
The roast beef, no? Is that
is that what it is?
Yeah. I think it's roast beef.
Nah, way. That's a no for me, dog.
I don't know, man.
Maybe I was looking at the Alameda Strip reviews, where and that's why the roast beef.
You got fucking flashbacks.
Maybe I was looking at the wrong Yelp review.
Hey, yeah,
you like Arby's, every bite's gonna have carne.
Oh shit! Yeah, hasta tiene coming off his side lip, where Arby's.
Oh my god! You know we like that.
Oh yeah, bro.
The pinche, the juguito, the pinche dip. ¿Cómo se llama? Pinche Ramón.
The au jus. Au jus sauce.
You sound very French, bro, pero.
Right. Sabes, the one that I haven't seen in a while is Burger King, where I haven't really seen a location, or maybe I just haven't noticed.
It's hanging on, dude. Yeah. It's hanging on. It's they got them on the ropes. I don't know what it is.
There's so much on the ropes that I saw on Instagram fucking that they're paying people $1 million to come up with the next fucking Whopper idea, where so they're outsourcing fucking in the community to figure out how we can save this chain, way.
Yeah, that's cuz fuck, bro. That cabrón, güey. That cabrón. I'd like fucking Burger King, pero fucking
es que el pan está muy seco, güey.
Well, not even that way. They fucking every time you go fucking in the last few years at least, I haven't gone a lot, güey, pero está todo pinche sloppy, güey. You think that it's like Carl's Jr. too. I think fucking you go to Carl's Jr. and forget even like the picture, güey. It's fucking everything's everywhere. Yeah. It's fucking like there's literally no love, güey. Esos vatos, their fucking crew probably rotates every week, güey. Like that's how fast people go in and out of their
room. The mayo is not in a proportional place. That's not too much on one section.
The mayo is like on one side, the ketchup's on the other, the fucking mustard's like barely, it's like more on the paper than on the fucking burger, way.
Yeah.
Shit like
pinchy
that,
way. Pinchy lettuce, like it's
pinchy carne is like half in the sloppy bun, way. The pinchy cheese, you have like a corner of cheese, way, like
Jesus. All right, Burger King, if you're listening, get your shit together.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Burger King, the charbroiled burgers, right? They got the flame.
They have the Whopper.
Yeah, it's the charbroiled burgers.
Yeah.
But I think, isn't that Carl's Jr.'s fucking little...
That's their thing, yeah.
The charbroiled?
Well, Carl's Jr. embraced all that mess. What was it? If it's not over the place, it doesn't belong in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even that's false advertisement, right? Because you see my ass going to fucking Carl's Jr. because I wanted some of that barbecue sauce coming down my fucking armor.
Shut the fuck up, that ass go away.
Nah, wait, I used to love fucking those double Western bacons. Fuck yeah. Those were good.
Yeah, they were good, man. They were good.
No, me da asco like the mayo, like the what we witnessed cannot be compared, bro.
I loved it, bro. I loved it.
Holy shit, bro.
Yeah,
I don't know, I just haven't seen a Burger King around, where so
they've been closing them, way. they're like that fucking sucks. They're in that part of saving money where they're closing restaurants, way.
I think if they're regrouping and closing restaurants, I think they should eliminate the king out of their fucking name, because they don't seem to be the Burger Kings anymore.
Es que tengo esta cabrón, güey. Even like the guy, I'm saying Carl's Jr., I'm surprised too, güey, that I don't know if they're closing, but I haven't noticed that they've been closing them. Pero también, güey, even like the Western Bacon, the last one I got even like years ago, güey. So I haven't went recently. But también, it's like fucking you get the fucking... Todo sloppy, and then you get fucking tosta calentito, and you get some old ass like onion rings in there, way. Like some
cold
ass.
True. That's true. The onion rings were always a hit or miss.
You're like, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah.
I'm not too crazy for onion rings.
Those are the Hardee's, right? Becky's? The Hardee's Juniors?
Yeah.
Oh,
Hardee's.
Yeah.
También the Rallies, way. We have Rallies. Acá también. A few Rallies.
The Rallies, I think, was the fries. The season fries, the curly season fries.
I know, but they're Carl's Jr. también, way.
Pero sabes que, güey, rallies, lo que nunca me pasó is the eating outside, güey. Pinche mosquero everywhere. I wasn't a fan of that, way.
That's because it was Huntington Park, no?
Yeah.
That had nothing to do with rallies.
That's probably what it was, güey. I didn't think it was a safe space to eat a big Buford.
There we go. That's the name of it, yeah. I know there's one in Inglewood. What is it? On Crenshaw and Manchester. There's another one in the hood, which is on Florence and Avalon. And every time I pass by, they got people, dude. There's fucking cars in the drive-thru. They're not eating outside, you know, granted, especially in those areas, you don't want to be eating outside. You know, te van a agarrar a balazos.
That's what I'm saying, where they don't provide a safe space to fucking eat my big Buford, where.
Yeah. So you just take it. You take it on the road, bro. Shake it on the road.
That's dangerous, Chalas, bro.
I don't like to eat a burger in the car, where I want to enjoy it. Especially when they're
all over the place.
Yeah, wey, está cabrón. I don't have my skills aren't that fucking Jedi way to eat a big ass burger while I'm driving.
Especially one named Buford. Yeah.
You know what? Pinche El Fernie, yo, what was it? Not this weekend, but last weekend we went to the Hat.
The Hat's good, way.
Yeah. We split a pastrami sandwich, way.
Lady in the Tramp style, way.
Yeah. That was pinche, eso sí, las pinches papas, we fucking killed them, bro.
Yeah.
Did you guys get the chili cheese fronds?
No, we just got the regular, oh, just regular that was, one. Yeah. And that one was, you know, like, and that was ese día.
Vamos a dieta, güey.
Yeah.
¿A cuál fueron?
We went to the one in
Temple City, güey.
Temple City.
Pero pinche, ese sandwich también shrunk, just to let you know, bro.
Jesus. Hey, wait, no será de you just fucking. Ya topaste a tu edad, güey. Y ya.
No, güey. Like, fucking... Everything shrunk.
I know, even
now, remember when you used to order the hat weight, the vanilla sandwich? Like even a half, to even to finish halfway was more than for one person, güey. Estaba el pan and then the fucking meat was like overflowing everywhere, güey. Te echaban un chingo, güey. So they're definitely también smaller, güey.
I don't know, because the hat, I went to the hat like maybe a month or two ago and hey, that shit was massive, bro. With the pastrami all over the fucking place. I was thinking like, wait, why are you wasting so much pastrami? Oh. I was even advocating for smaller, where this is too much.
That's what I was going to say right now. The ones that they gave us were pretty good. The size that they gave us was pretty good. Way. I would argue that's pretty good. Porque even the price doesn't seem like it went up un chingo, way. It didn't seem that bad. Yeah. Pero no, yeah, I did notice it wasn't overflowing like you're saying, way. Maybe it was just that day.
Man, it could be, way. I don't know. I mean.
Pero it was a good size, way. Definitely better size, I would say. I would argue, way. Like a more, no se desgastó.
Pinche Fernando, you're like fucking right there, fucking scarfing down those fucking pastrami sandwich.
Las papas también, they put a chingo. Those didn't shrink.
Hey, cuando iban al Tams o así de esos lugares, nunca pedían uno colossal burger, güey, with the pastrami in there?
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, those were pretty good, güey.
I kept it simple. I wanted my hamburger special, güey. Just my regular hamburger special, but no, nothing fancy.
I get it, bro. I get it. I mean... Yeah. I know a lot of people are like this way where they know what they like and they don't try anything else. I mean, I like to explore a little bit sometimes. Sometimes you get disappointed for sure. That's the price to pay. Sometimes you're like, fuck, I wasted a trip. But I mean, sometimes you discover something that you're like, hey, this is pretty good. Where the colossal burger was good.
I don't think it was at a Tams, but I've had one of those burgers with the pastrami, way. Pero es que también fue mucho, way. It was a lot for me, way.
Yeah, no, for sure.
The most I go is the one with the aguacate, güey.
Oh,
esas están buenas, güey.
The avocado bacon burger?
Or sometimes a fucking, ¿cómo se llama la otra? The teriyaki one, the one they fucking, it's kind of weird, Hawaiian. They even call it Hawaiian or teriyaki, yeah, porque trae piña and teriyaki sauce.
No, shit.
Those are pretty good too, güey.
Shit, that's even more fucking,
That's called the Big Kahuna burger, bro.
También I've seen it called that, way at the Hawaiian places.
Yeah, the Big Kahuna.
They've had those, way. Yeah, teriyaki places have it. The fucking Hawaiian places have it. A lot of times, way. They're good, way. So I explore.
En veces el pastrami on Tams was a hit or miss for me, way. Because en veces lo daban... I like the pastrami that's thin, way. That you can, like... Okay, when you bite it, it's good, way. But sometimes I've had Tams before and I've been a little disappointed with the pastrami because there's some thick ass pieces and no me gusta estar fucking.
Parece bistec.
You know what it is, Esteban? Maybe I never went with that because it's not something that everybody gets. It's not as common. So I always wonder, like, how long has that been sitting there, you know? How long has that been, you know, there? And like, because not everybody, you don't hear them getting the colossal burger or dame un pastrami burger or lo que sea, unless that's what they're known for. Like the hat, you know?
Maybe, way. I mean, I remember fucking pastrami was pretty popular, way, but maybe you're right. Nowadays, they don't really fuck with it.
Well, I mean, for me, it's the Tams is already pretty hit or miss, way. So getting a little risky at Tams going off fucking the classics, way.
Yeah. I mean, I've even gone the quesadilla route at Tams and no, it was a waste.
Oh, shit. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It was a waste, bro.
Yeah.
No, yo sé que con Fernie nunca fallamos. Whenever I'm like, hey, un pinche Tams or un pinche Doubles, un cheese. No, más bien le digo, hey, un cheeseburger special. Fucking 9.5 out of 10, Fernie says, I'm down.
Yeah. I'm always down to try a ghetto burger win. They're a little hit or miss, but fucking, I never regret it. I have yet to regret it. Not that they've all been the best. Like the one we had last time was kind of meh. It was all right.
I mean, it's like sex, no way. Even when it's mad, it's still pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, guess. It's hard to fuck up a ghetto burger, where, I mean.
People do.
No, but you still eat it, where. I'm saying it's not you're not going to.
Yeah.
you're not going to talk to the manager because your burger's fucking shitty. Right? You're going to still fucking... It is what it is, bro.
Yeah, no, no. I would argue it's fucking 100% better than Wendy's.
Bring it back. Bring it back. Oh, so going back to that fucking Wendy's, como comencé con esa pinche historia.
Ah, cabrón.
Yeah, fucking, we just fucking deviated. I was saying that le mandé accidentally a Fernie a fucking article where Wendy's was going to start doing like a surcharge for their food, right? Ya ves como Lyft or Uber and peak hours le suben el precio, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they were doing this and I'm like, what the fuck? How many people are going to Wendy's that they're doing this shit? I can see McDonald's doing it, you know? I can see fucking Jack in the Box doing it. I could see Taco Bell doing that shit. But I'm like, Wendy's? Yeah, later on I found out that no, it's when they're and their least peak hours is when they would send out like an app, or like if you have the app, they'll send out messages like, hey, si vienes ahorita, fucking you get two for the price of one type of deal, you know, to get people coming constantly into the establishment. You know?
They're gonna be sending a lot of coupons, Wayne, porque
yeah,
it's Wendy's.
They're hurting. That's a sign that they're hurting.
So to wrap up, Ramon was spreading fake news again.
No, because I heard it in the morning, like that morning. I heard it on the radio. And you're trying
to send it to everybody you know, Wayne.
No, I sent it. I was just sending it to the mija and my daughter because they know my dislike for Wendy. So I figured it would be like, you know, a little nice little group chat going on, like, you know, talking smack. Pero shit. Se la mandé accidentalmente al Fernie. I'm like, oh shit, my bad. Because it was early, wasn't it, Fernie? Like, it was kind of early when I sent it.
I don't know. No sé.
I'm like, ya lo desperté este cabrón. Fuck.
Right away, I missed it. I thought you were going to say you discovered that they're French on top of everything.
Are they?
I don't know. I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Pinche cartón, you know,
now that
fries.
I think about it, Wendy does sound kind of French.
Pinche, you know? I think their fries are supplied by Uline, Wayne.
Oh, no, shit. Man. There we go.
Spreading the news.
In case people don't know, that's a supply place, no? Where they sell cardboard boxes and amongst other things.
All kinds of material.
Yeah, they sell all kind of shit. I saw this article where McDonald's is changing their fucking, I was going to say wardrobe way, but it's not a fucking circus way. They're fucking uniform way. They're changing. They want to be more inclusive, they said. So they're going to let them wear like bucket hats. It doesn't look like it's like a burger joint where it looks like you're going to be walking into a fucking dispensary or somewhere.
What?
Yeah. They have like these crew necks that look like pretty hip for like the youth. They're going to let them wear bucket hats and like the
so
style.
They have more,
is just,
like more options, you mean?
Yeah. It's like more trendy, more kind of like modern for like, I guess the younger generation or whatever. So it's not going to be like the traditional polo or like the traditional kind of a fast food attire where it's going to be more kind of like hip and stylish. And like, I guess it's going to attract more I guess what they want is based on the article is that they want people to feel more comfortable, like working there and with the outfits or whatever, the uniforms.
They get more options, pues, like wear what you want, but it still says McDonald's on it type of shit. No.
Yeah. It's got like the little emblem. I mean,
but they get more options. Well, in other words, you know, like you want to wear the little visor, you want to wear the fucking bucket, you want to wear a hat type of
what
shit.
What is a bucket? What is a bucket hat?
The bucket hat.
Like a bucket hat, como el de Gilligan way.
Oh, okay.
Like a all little right. bucket hat.
Hey, but didn't the McDonald's did this promo where they were calling it Whack Donald's?
I don't know. Why were they calling it that?
I don't know. I thought I figured one of you guys might have known.
Damn,
or something.
Bro.
I just kept seeing that like the W was backwards, and then there's like in La Bolsita, seeing it like a little comic strip.
I feel like you missed an opportunity for a punchline, bro.
It's a little anime.
Whack, like Whack Donald's?
Yeah, WC. Well,
they had like a little anime fucking pop-up McDonald's thing where I don't know if that's what it was called, but they did have Donald's. Something like that way, a little anime style.
Pero ya ves la raza, güey, on the comment, ya ves como dicen que the comment sections where it's at.
Yeah.
They're like, why don't we start by fixing the fucking machines when I want my fucking McFlurry? Like,
Simón, güey, por favor, güey.
I mean, wait.
Yeah, that was the fucking, yeah, the anime one. He has the little Japanese characters on the side. But it's not, it wasn't Wack Donald. Someone just called it that, I'm assuming.
I know. I was going to say that. That doesn't sound good for the branding, right? Wack Donald?
Yeah, they just did that.
Even look at the W.
It's upside down, wait, but it doesn't say Wack Donald's, way.
It's WD. I mean, McDonald's is not MAC. You know, it's MC. And so I guess WC, Wack Donald's.
No, I guess.
You know?
That was like a little anime thing, but I didn't look into it. Way. No, I didn't care enough. Ramon gets a lot of food news is what I'm learning.
Well, I mean, I work with a bunch of guys that, you know what, believe it or not, these guys are like foodies. They know their stuff. They know their places, their spots.
Know about McDonald's and
Wendy's. Hold on. So one of the guys brought it up and like, hey, what's up with the W fucking McDonald's? And I'm like, oh shit, what is it? Como dice Fernanda, I was invested. I'm like, I'll look into it later. But then, you know, I started seeing like some guys would throw their bags away. And it caught my eye because I'm like, the bag, it looked like a McDonald's bag, but it wasn't a McDonald's bag. I'm like, what? Because right there by where I work at, there's this place called Mr. Charlie's. And it's like a vegan burger place, but it's almost like an anti-McDonald's, you know? It looks like a McDonald's, but it's not a McDonald's. And it's like everything, I guess, the opposite of McDonald's. So I'm like, is that what the Mr. Charlie's is? And I was looking at him, I'm like, McDonald's. I'm like, oh, this is what these guys are talking about. And then I see...
Wait, but you talk about blue collar guys, right? And you started this off by saying, believe it or not, they're foodies. Every blue collar person that I know knows where all the spots are at. Where they should be,
believe it or not,
they should be working, and they're hanging out at McCharlie's over there. Like that's a known fact, right?
Mr. Charlie's.
I mean, most guys are driving around in their work vans where trucks, like they're gonna know where the good spots are. Where,
yeah, you know where the good fucking tacos, loncheras, everything was supposed to. I mean, McDonald's, I mean, was supposed to have I don't know if they stopped, but they're opening up like a more fancy McDonald's, no?
Or I saw that where they had a little name McDonald's. Change, yeah. But a little name change, no?
Yeah, it looked like the same yellow and red, but it was a different name, yeah.
Yeah, I did see that también, way.
Yeah, but I don't know what happened, way. That was from last year, way. I don't know if they stopped or qué pedo. So tell your foodie friends to let us know what's up.
Believe it or not.
Believe it or not, they might know.
Believe it or not.
He's like, I got compas that are foodies, way. They know all about McDonald's.
Yeah, I know, no. Seriously.
No, because, you know what?
Seriously.
They're up on their Wendy's news.
Seriously, way. Their foodies ain't up on McDonald's.
Ask them what's going on with Carl's Jr., eh? We're curious.
Hey, ask them where the Burger Kings are at, way, because I haven't seen one in a while.
We need updates, way.
Somos de culeros, usted no se puede.
Wait, you went right into that one. What do you mean?
Well, no, you know what? You're right, because but the thing is that I'm trying to change the way I share stories, because fucking I go too long on something, and then if I try to cut it down, I end up fucking not giving you the whole information, and it's like, y me pasa esto, güey. Esto me pasa.
Just be yourself, bro. Don't change for anybody.
No, because al rato Fernie gets all frustrated. Le veo la pinche cara like, here we go again.
He's going to get frustrated regardless, way. Yeah, I don't know why you're worried about it.
Te vamos a dar carrilla regardless. I don't understand, way.
A long walk for a short drink of water. Fuck.
Yeah, but you're still going to get carrilla, way, is what I think what Steph was trying to tell you, way.
I know, way. Just be yourself, bro. Like Oscar Wilde said, be yourself. Everybody else is taken.
Facts.
Te ves bien grifo, pinche Ramón.
I'm fucking no, by this time, yeah, ya estoy yo like fucking. I'm already going to bed by this time, bro.
They knew it was a 45-minute episode. Wait, don't worry about it. As soon as they heard Zoom, they're like, oh, this is going to be a short one for sure.
Yeah, it's a whack. This is a whack episode.
It's one of those whack ones, way. No mames, yeah. Way.
This one's called Wackdonald's.
Wackdonald's, there we go.
Wackdonald's. Papas
no, yeah, of like, Wendy's. Ahorita la pinche energía ya está like in the last little bar. Bloop, 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 bloop.
Oh, man.
¿A qué horas te duermes? ¿Pinche a las 10?
Yo a las 10 ya estoy ahorita. Fucking, I'm already, haciendo la camita, fucking, haciendo mis oraciones, luego lavándome los dientitos, and a momir.
How do you get so many shows and movies in, güey? No mames, güey. Huh? How do you get so many shows and movies in, güey?
Oh, because I, like, usually, like, from 8 o'clock at night, hasta como las 10, and then I'm like, okay, I'm out. You know? I'm going to bed. Yeah. Yeah, because normally, you know, the mija takes a little nap, a little cat nap, and then I'm like, okay, time to watch what I, you know, let's see what's going on.
What I want to see, he says. Me toca.
No, because no, most of the shit that I watch, and maybe the mija's not interested or whatever, so I'm like,
here, mija, have some NyQuil. Let me see,
it's a hit or miss.
No, right? Have some NyQuil.
Have some NyQuil. I don't want you to get sick like me.
Yeah, I made you your favorite drink.
I made some night juice, mija. Here we go.
I made you one of those teas that the pinchy. Was it the one that the grandmas make? The one the little stars.
Uh oh, hold on. My Bluetooth just died. Shit. So the speaker's picking up. So the microphone's gonna pick up all that feedback. Uh oh.
Anyway.
So Ramon. Had some technical difficulties right here. One moment while we sort it out. Now back to shuffling.
Yeah, pero este weekend now, we're más me fui al pinche Topgolf, we're and fucking ahí en el segundo. It's pretty cool, way. I mean, it's a little expensive, way, but it's like a glorified driving range with fancy lights and fucking. But way, if you want your fucking ego booster, way, go fucking shoot some balls over there, way, because. All there is a bunch of drunk dudes that don't know how to swing. And you've seen my swing, where it's not the best, but dude, I had a little crowd right there where...
Right there, your PGA? Fucking,
dude, I had fucking people hitting me up where... Oh, shit.
For clinics?
And I was like, yeah, where I was ready to fucking start fucking teaching people how to play golf, where it was funny, where...
You got a deal from the Arabs?
Yeah, I'm going to start working at the Dubai one, way.
Yeah, they're opening up a top golfer here también down, not over by me too.
By Ferns.
Well, where the Montebello golf course was, no? By Quiet Canyon?
Yeah, sí.
Yeah, ya pero lo acaban. It's like fucking
that everything
pretty impressive.
Up.
It's what?
Pretty impressive.
It's supposed to open, I think, before the summer, way.
It's impressive that they build it this fast or that...
It looks impressive. It looks impressive.
Well, you're going to pay for it, way, because it's not cheap.
I'm not saying I'm going. I'm like, maybe, who knows? But
it's fun.
It's like the Lumis. Remember at Lumis when they fixed the driving range right there también?
Yeah.
Like automated fucking golf balls and those pinches madre. Like, wow, le subieron el pinche precio.
Well, I haven't been there, but los que me dicen, it's kind of more like the, like when you go to the new fancy bowling places where they bring you food, bring you chelas.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it's like that way.
So shit fucking stacks, way. The fucking precio keeps going up.
Oh, it does stack, way. Because I saw a bunch of parties there of people where, and you could tell they were, you know, a little buzz, way, ordering all kind of shit. And I mean, that shit adds up, way. I did see a few confused fucking parties trying to figure out what card to use for what, way. You know how that goes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ponle 100 on this one and then, maybe 20 on this one. That kind of shit, way.
Oh, shit. They're fucking... How are we going to split it? Dick, I only hit 3 balls.
I just watch.
No, but it's weird, no? Que pinche. That's the thing now for parties, too, no? Like, people have parties at the Topgolf, way, and I'm like, Dick, who would have thought that, like, in the 90s, way? Pinche, people are going to have golf parties.
No, and people look like they were having a good time. Como te digo, it's fun, dude. I'm not going to shit on it because they gamify it chingón way with the lights and then the screens and
targets and
you
shit.
You know, yeah, and no nomás los targets, but you also get points. Like somehow it reads the ball as it's traveling. So every time it's like traveling on the green, you're accumulating points way. And they gamify it chingón way. You know how people love that's gamified.
Órale.
Está cabrón, güey. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would have never thought in the 90s, pues, fucking, people are going to fucking party at the golf place.
No, and then you'd be surprised at how many like young people are there, where like people that you wouldn't even think would be interested in that, and they look like they were having a good time, man.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. It looks a mess, strange, fucking strange, but it is what it is, man. Yeah. Like the people have told me about fucking Top Golf, where I'm like, dude, what the fuck were you doing at Top Golf? Like a fucking boomer. Tú qué sabes?
Vete la chingada.
Tú qué sabes, güey. ¿Quieres que te vaya a enseñar?
Yeah, no te digo. If you want your ego booster, where just fucking show up there and with the drives that we have, we'll get a little crowd going. Where
y eso que you're like an upper level, so it looks even better, no?
Yeah, no, so it's chingón, güey.
Cuando le pegas, pues it looks fucking nicer. It's like it's high.
There's two levels, right? So you can get the bottom one, and then there's a top one. So we got the top one, but see what in the top, sí se ve like it's traveling more, way.
Yeah. No, but el que están poniendo acá looks like it's gonna be more than two, way.
They're going a lot.
Yeah, they're like four, no?
Three or four, at least, way. Yeah.
When I drive back home and like lo veo, I'm like, oh shit.
The other one I've seen too was like at least three, way.
Yeah.
So I thought they were all like that, way.
It could be three-way, I'm not sure, but we're in the second level. But este way también, what I noticed is it has a golf course next to it. So there's an actual, like, I don't know if it's a 12-hole course, way, but they actually have like a full-on golf course next to it también, way. And we were there like at 11 at night, and there were still people playing golf at the actual course, way. So
the night games, those are fun.
Yeah, it looked like they were having a good time, way, like the dudes that were on the green.
Te temblaba la jeta, güey. Like,
yeah, like I wish I had friends that went out.
Memories.
Shut the fuck up, güey.
Mis friends llegan a las 8 a dormir ya.
Yeah, es que tus friends se levantan a las 4:30, cabrón.
Mis amigos ya no aguantan las rodillas para jugar golf.
Can't walk at night, bro. It's too cold.
Las riumas, güey, las riumas están que ginen.
I'm telling you, güey.
Y aunque las digas de broma, bro.
Yeah. Los días del Lumis.
Te comienza a doler los pinches huesos. Like, va a llover, cabrón.
But they're great. The other golf course, también se ven, güey. When the other day that was raining and it started raining, fucking people were still playing through it, güey.
Oh, yeah, for sure, güey.
When it rained, like, for an hour, güey, last week, people were playing through the rain.
It rained a little bit today, way, which was fucking weird, way.
Yeah. Pegó el fucking thunder and everything, man.
I was burning at work, way, and I'm like, fuck, I've been in the summer. And then I'm driving home, started to fucking rain. I was like, what the fuck's happening, dude?
This game. Shit. We're all going to be underwater soon, bro.
It's starting to feel like Florida over here.
We're going to have to start buying property fucking somewhere inland, bro.
Shit, maybe stop buying toilet paper then, way, because that's not gonna do anything underwater, way.
It's gonna get all soggy, way.
I'm gonna try to float, way, pero se va a deshacer. It's gonna disintegrate.
Yeah, because they're smaller rolls, according to you.
And they're smaller rolls, so it's gonna go faster, way.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's made to disintegrate in the water, way. So it's not gonna work out, bro. But we'll be in the fucking. How long have they been saying we're gonna be an island, no?
If
we're not underwater, we're going to be an island in California.
The other day on Instagram, salió un ad for a bed that's earthquake proof. But I feel like with the way it operates, you'll be traumatized by the way it works, right? Because literally, it's a bed. Right? Think of a bed, but the center opens up like a escape kind of, like it opens
like a hatch,
and then you just.
Drop.
You just drop. Like as you're sleeping, the thing just opens up and you drop and then it closes up. And
what the fuck?
But wait, the cool part is that you have an area in there where you can stash water, food, like you fucking survive in their way. But it's supposed to sensor like a vibration. And then once it feels like the earthquake's here, it just opens up and you fucking fall.
It's fucking weird,
man. Imagínate que te estás echando buen pinche palo, güey. Y le estás sacudiendo el pinche en la papaya, güey. Y de repente, ¡ah! ¡Ah, cabrón, ¿dónde se fue, güey? ¿Qué pasó?
Te estás echando un pastrami sandwich.
De tan bueno la mandé al infierno, güey.
That is fucking weird. It's like a mini panic room too, no?
It is, bro. Like it just kind of opens up in the center and you just fall in where you're sleeping. Okay,
Okay, shit. So I don't know if they thought about it, but okay, you got water, you got snacks and everything, pero ¿qué tal si tienes que mear y cagar? ¿Cómo le haces, güey? ¿Acostadito así, fetal position?
Bro, if you're in a capsule under rubble, that's the least of your fucking worries. Is how
much. Oh, wey. Te vas a pinche. Oh, te vas a cagar del susto. And then you got to deal with your own fucking smell. Man,
you know,
when they rescue you, it's like, ee.
You got to deal with you're in a coffin, wey. Doesn't sound like it's going to be a lot of space.
Seriously, bro.
Oh, man.
That is a weird ass bed.
Hey, those are the kind of things where I'll try the third generation of it, because the first one might have a glitch where it just opens. Como dice que
your kid kicks the bed and test. You go in.
You know, lo tienes así de chivito enjuiciado, güey. La tiene bien entrada y de repente ¡plup! ¡Ah, cabrón! y luego si te pegas, güey, te lleva y te agarra la mitad. No, güey, te mocha, güey.
Yeah, maybe no, I should give you their contact support, Ramon, and you can voice your concerns with, because those are valid concerns with.
Hey, have you guys thought about this? I mean, no es por nada, but some of us we get into, you know, we get carried away. You
hey,
know?
Tell them I know that the stats say that people are having less sex, but in my house we keep it old school.
No. Oh, shit, that's a weird ass bed, bro.
It's weird, bro. I'm gonna try to find it and send you guys the link, because the ad is pretty funny. Where it's like, oh, where should go, and then all of a sudden it closes. And
yeah,
that's a fucking a bed that someone moving to California would buy, no? Porque siempre llegan sure. a panic that they're always asking you about earthquakes. Hey, wait,
for sure, wait, for sure.
Earthquake. Y los otros sleeping through them. I was gonna say, wait, I thought all the beds were earthquake proof. Until you told me about the trap doorway. Oh shit, I thought it was gonna be like a waterbed way que te lo martigua, no?
pero wey, imagínate when so, cause when we've had the big ones, we had a few aftershocks after, so every 5 minutes you're gonna be under that thing, right?
You know, it's like no pasa nada, the levers, you know, little levers, abres, sales, okay. Hijo de su puta madre, otra vez.
Yeah, you gotta be able to set it, no? Hey, 4.5 and above only.
Probably.
Nah, que 4.5, wey. You gotta go 6.
Ay, oye,
wey. 6 and above. Yeah, wey, que valga la pena, wey. 4.5, yeah, sí te sacude, pero es nada, no es pa tirar pinche pánico, wey.
Ramon wants to spend all his money on an earthquake bed and set it to do not disturb all the time. Wey.
El pedo es que Ramon talks a tough game, wey, but when there's a 4.2, wey, there's about those fucking panicking in doorways.
Seriously, he's under the kitchen table like they taught him in elementary.
That wasn't a 4.2, wey. That was
it
like
didn't even wake
a
me up,
5.7, a 5.7. Hey, but we were on the 5th floor, wey. Se sintió más gacho arriba, wey.
It doesn't change the magnitude, wey.
No,
was,
but the wave
it,
of the shit, you know,
fives,
estamos wey. Arriba. I don't know, wey.
It was not in the 5s.
It was maybe
in the 3s, wey. And the fucking Ramon
come
was
on,
fucking
bro. The threes?
Kicked in my door like a SWAT team.
Vamos a ver, what year was it, Fernie? 2010?
I don't know, wey, pero...
shit, you're not going to find
it. Oh, shit, bro. And then he's fucking, 4.5 is nothing, bro.
No, seriously. I'll set it to 7.6, bro.
Yes, este güey se paniqueó like he moved here from fucking Kansas, güey.
Dice Ramon, I'm setting that bed up to Northridge, eh?
San Francisco or not, güey. Pero that means every other night,
hey,
wey.
Wait. It was a 7.2 magnitude, cabrón.
Nah.
Yep, April 4th of 2010.
Esa no me la como, ya, güey. Where was the center of that one, güey?
Let me see. The center.
It was in Japan, güey.
Yeah, güey.
It was a Baja California earthquake.
Then that didn't reach 7 here, güey.
Wait, that's another country, bro. That doesn't count.
I mean.
Wey, no mames, güey.
Are those photos
he looked
way.
Up the biggest earthquake of 2010.
I know, seriously. La Paz, Baja California Sur.
Ay, güey, eso ni los tocó aquí, güey. She was in Baja, güey.
Aquí no dice que a 3,000 kilómetros de Tijuana, güey, dice aquí.
Created massive waves, bro.
Oh, shit.
You should have seen the surfboards that were sold.
Y si te la creo que entró bien asustado, güey. That's a believable story for sure.
There's an old episode, güey, where I fucking tell the story, güey.
Yeah, Tauto, es que no tenía el pelo largo, güey. Fucking, estaba, era la madrugada. Fucking todo dormido. Fucking that thing woke me up and I'm like, fuck. Yo de preocupado. ¿Ves cómo me dan chicarrilla, güey? Yo preocupándome por mi amigo, el Fernando, and everything. Y corrí, like, Fernando, you all right? Fuck, you fucking feel it? Pinche Fernando con el pinche dedo en la boca, bien dormido, el hijo de la chingada.
Un chile en la mano, como ese Ramón.
Fucking Ramón runs into your room with his bonnet and everything on, güey.
But dude, it was funny though, porque I heard when his door fucking flew open, because then you're the... literally the pinche door flew like y pegó, you know, it hits the bump stop on the other side way, rebotó, and this vato looked like he's holding up the building where he had his arms up like fucking Samson or some shit way holding up the fucking
did you have to read him a story so you can go to bed or what?
I think by the time he ran over there it had stopped. It was bad way. And he was fucking yelling shaking the whole time, earthquake, earthquake.
He's fucking trying to watch out for you, bro. You know, this is how you repair.
De eso te digo, güey. Yo queriendo cuidar a mi amigo y todo el desmadre y luego cómo me sale.
Yeah,
he's risking his life for you going through the living room way and you're over here fucking making fun of him.
But maybe yeah, it's going to be like the parable of the, was it the fucking, the one that cried wolf, way.
I mean, if it is what he said, that was a strong one, way.
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, even if it was, but it was on fucking Baja, way. By the time it gets here, it's not 7-something, way. We barely would have felt fucking anything.
6. It was 6-something.
You step up, pues. Oh yeah, but yeah, we wouldn't have felt even a 3 here if it was in Baja, way. Yeah, but if it's like fucking 5 in the valley, way. But cuando llega aquí, it's like 3 and change, maybe. Imagine from Baja, way.
No, y luego si, if he got caught in Otay, güey, ahí en la pinche línea, güey.
Ahí en la pinche garita, güey.
Hey, I don't think he had the sentry, güey, to go through fucking quick. No.
Estaba en el puente, güey.
Estaba comprando unos churritos, güey, he's waiting, fucking.
Oh, shit, unos churritos, güey. He was checking out pinche... the fucking zarapes, güey.
Unos chicles.
Se compró un pinche Pikachu el cancilla, güey, el little fucking.
traía una San Marcos en un pinche hombro, güey. Una San Marcos con tigre, güey.
Y qué culeros, cabrón.
Y que dice, oh, aquí el Furio Ramón dice que están unos tacos buenos por aquí. Let me...
Oh my God. He's like, I was there, 7.2.
No, pues ya llegó bien crudo downtown, güey. Ya fucking 1.2.
Shit. He was having flashbacks, güey. PTSD.
Holy shit, güey. That's
no
funny.
No mames, güey. Yeah, so fucking... But that's a crazy-ass bed, güey. You get some fucking... Some crazy advertisements, güey. That one with that workout bed that you showed me, güey.
Yeah, but that one's pretty cool, güey. It's just touchy, though.
Yeah, but
yeah, I don't know why I get these ads, way. I'm not a prepper or anything.
Yeah, I haven't seen no me ha salido that bed, even though we talked about it, way. You would think it would pop up, way. Haven't maybe well, I've not, seen this fucking not the what?
Now that we're talking about it, it's gonna pop up, way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A ver si me sale. I wanna see this, way. It sounds pretty freaky though, way.
Check it out, Fred.
You found it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's it, way. I can't really see it though, but
oh,
that's exactly
shit. It like folds.
That's exactly it right there, bro.
I mean, what else would it be, no? Oh, I said
yeah,
mejor.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Holy shit, that is a coffin, way.
So I'm saying that the
that's
that,
a coffin that, right there.
That it's traumatic to even go in there, way.
Yeah, that's a coffin for sure, way.
Yeah.
Chales, way. I'm not buying that shit. I'll just buy a waterbed, Camartí, way. Feel like you're on the ocean. Remember when waterbeds style and their cool was in the 80s, man?
Yeah, we're
being two waterbeds, cool. It's a weird fashion trend, man.
I mean, the concept I get, but the execution I don't think was fucking executed properly. Where?
Fuck, bro.
And I think it even comes with like a homing device or like a
Ramon's
like a
GPS looking at financing signal right now.
Yeah, they're like fucking $3,000 way.
Oh, they have the GPS?
Yeah. So, you know, but I mean, I guess it's going to have to be registered or something, right? That it goes to the authorities.
No, that's when you step out, bro. That, you don't like that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't like to be found?
Este cabrón, what the fuck? Again?
Yeah, wait. We already told him to disconnect it cuando va a pompear. Shit, man.
You know, like, fuck, son of, I can start cobrándole este cabrón, you know?
I'm tired of going out there to free him, man.
Like, is that the guy that asked for a little hanger for his maquinita to sleep? Nah, fuck that.
Hey, he needs the upgrade, no, the deluxe, the one that comes with the thing that pulls your maquinita with it.
Yeah, so it comes with, like, with a tracker or a GPS, so they could find you, you know?
That's a special add-on, Wim. You see Cabin Dos ahí adentro, güey? I don't know. That literally looked like a coffin.
No, I don't know, güey. You're going to have to get the California King and shit.
You're going to have to rock, paper, scissors as it's happening, güey.
It sounds like it's not going to give you an option, güey. It's just going to be random, güey.
That's true, güey. A ver, ¿quién le toca, mija?
Yep, sorry.
Hey, you know what? You don't want to spring for the GPS, so I don't know.
Sorry, bro. This was designed for me. My maquinita goes in with me.
We said we were going halfers, and you never cash out your half, so.
You never Venmo'd me the fucking your half. That's a crazy ass fucking bed, way.
It's pretty wild, bro.
I'll take my chances.
Yeah. I mean, it's worked the last 40 plus years, right? We're still here.
Yeah, shit. Was it keep the fucking, ya tenemos our whole lives ain't saying that it's due, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, almost fucking at least 30 years, way. It's due. It's due, bro.
Oh, it's coming, bro. It's coming. The big one's coming.
Yeah.
The big one. Always the big one, no?
Yeah.
Even cuando pega, way. A good one. They're like, nope, that's not the one.
That's not it. Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? Well, that was pretty good. Nope. That's not the one we've been waiting for. Fuck.
Yeah. I remember siempre as a kid, salía some older lady, salía always talking about the earthquakes. Remember? Do you guys remember her? Whenever there was like an earthquake growing up and they went to like, what was it? Caltech. It was out there where they would like study like the seismic actions or whatever. You guys don't remember? Because there was always this older white lady that was like the one that was always talking about the earthquakes.
No, no me acuerdo.
Yeah, I remember her coming out.
No. Well, what was it? In 94 was at Northridge. That was 30 years ago, we. In January. Shit. That was 30 years ago. So that was the last big one we had because that was pretty fucking big.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Esa sí contó,
güey. 6.7.
Oh, ¿te acuerdas when the A's were playing the Giants también in San Francisco? Yeah. That was a big one too, where?
That was in, what, 88?
Yeah. Shit. Sounds about right.
Yeah, 88 or 89, algo así.
Ramon felt it, bro.
You know what? I think I did. I think I did. No, el que sí me acuerdo también is that we had one in, I think it was, there was two big ones in 88. Because we had one in LA and then there was the one in San Francisco.
Y en los, that around that time in the LF, it también was a big one, like 86, somewhere around there.
85.
Yeah.
In September of 85.
That one was a big one too, I remember.
Sure. Yeah.
And then it happened every year almost to the date.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, cabrón.
Yeah.
Es like mafia.
They had two or three así al hilo on that fucking day.
Es mafia.
Yeah. Plan con maña, bro. Still, was not the one we're waiting for.
No, it's not. That's not it, bro.
We're still not an island, bro. El pinche. No, I got stuck looking at this crazy bed, way. But I think I found an article from 2015, so this thing's not even new, way.
It's been around. It's getting traction, bro.
I know, way. They're gonna start selling like hotcakes, bro.
Maybe they know something we don't, way.
Está cabrón, way. But it literally a coffin, way.
Yeah.
No, and you saw how dramatic it opens with having the shed.
Está cabrón, güey. I'm looking at it right now.
Está bien dormidito, y de repente, ¡ah! ¡Pum!
Está vergas, güey. Está muy cabrón.
It's like those dreams where you're falling, güey. That's probably how it feels.
Imagínate, güey. Estás bien dormido, güey. Y esa madre pasa y te mueres de un infarto en el pinche, en la pinche cama, güey.
Nah, they'll blame the earthquake, güey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, la cama no tuvo nada que ver.
Yeah, no, he signed a waiver right here when he ordered.
Jesus Christ.
That's a fucking crazy bad one.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
fucking weird. See, yeah, man. This is why Zoom's also not good, way. I got easily distracted with the Ben.
Yeah, we should probably call it the way, because our buddy over here looks like he's fucking...
Yeah, I still gotta
fucking convert this over and upload it and send it.
Someone fucking slipped him a gummy, bro.
Yeah.
he drank the NyQuil that he wasn't supposed to drink.
I know. Me equivoqué de drinks. I think I gave him the
tea. That wasn't his.
Yeah. Me equivoqué de pinches tés, güey. Me equivoqué de tés.
Oh, shit, güey. Yes, he does look like he drank the wrong tea, güey.
Bueno, pues, hay que despedirnos ya, cabrón.
Let's call it. It was fun. It was fun to use the equipment, güey.
Yeah, it was. I just wish I would have gotten home earlier. That way we could have got this done earlier.
That's all right.
Raza, don't forget, May 4th, Chicano Shuffle is going to be in Santa Anita for the Michelada Rumble.
Be fucking right? Jueces, I heard, bro.
Yeah,
no, we're gonna shit, be that's right.
Michelada judges, bro.
Yeah, me and Ramon are gonna be judging some micheladas, güey. So agárrense,
güey. Agárrense, all right? So, I mean, we don't take bribes, but we do.
Shh, I was gonna say, Ramon doesn't take bribes. That's fucking new to me, bro.
We don't take bribes, but we do.
Shh, bro. I gotta see the bribe first.
Go to the My Grito link and type in Chicano Shuffle and you get 85% off. I don't know.
I don't know if that's how this works, pero you do you, bro.
Go to My Grito and you get 85% off. And you say, you better put a complaint to My Grito, because they're I heard it in Chicano Shuffle.
I think you also get a $100 voucher, so you can bet on ponies, way.
I was just going to say, way, just don't put promo code Pepperoni Nipples, because then it charges you an extra $100.
Yeah. Pero también, you know, you put in the promo code, you get the 85% off, you get $100 for the ponies, and you get free micheladas. All right, so it's worth it, you know, and a bonus, like a because deal, va a haber una rifa, and the first 10 fucking winners get to take pictures with Oscar's pepperoni nipples.
Damn,
make sure you guys take advantage of this, because with all these free things happening, this is the last time they're gonna do a Michelada Rumble, because
we're gonna break the bank.
And if you act now, Ramon will sign your fucking
your merch. I'll sign our pictures with the silver fucking Sharpie that I got just for that occasion.
Only for callers in the next 30 minutes.
We lost to Esteban.
We lost to Esteban.
He's all like, I gotta act now.
He's like, I want no part of this shady bullshit.
Oh, fucking A. Bueno, pues, raza, ya oyeron. You heard it here first. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being patient. And hasta la próxima. A ratos with that, eh?
Simón, we'll post up the correct link, by the way, to the Michelada Rumble.
Vámonos, que aquí espantan, cabrones.
Vale, pues, güey.
A ratos with that, eh?